Acts chapter 6. And in these days, as the disciples were multiplying in number, a murmuring of the Hellenists against the Hebrews occurred, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily dispensing. And the 12 called the multitude of the disciples to them and said, "It is not fitting for us to forsake the word of God and serve tables. But, brothers, look for 7 well-attested men from among you, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint over this need. But we will continue steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word." And the word pleased all the multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God grew, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly, and a large number of the priests obeyed the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. But some of those of the synagogue which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. Yet they were not able to withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and led him to the Sanhedrin. And they set up false witnesses, saying, "This man does not cease speaking words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him saying that this Jesus the Nazarene will destroy this place and will change the customs which Moses delivered to us." And all those sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him and saw his face, as though it were the face of an angel.